USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The president and I are monitoring the situation closely. So while we don't know all the details yet, we do know that there are parents who have lost children, families that have lost children, and their loved ones, of course, and many others who may have been injured.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Washington Tuesday. An 18-year-old being pursued by police entered an unlocked elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, and killed 19 children and two adults before a Border Patrol agent shot and killed the suspect, Salvador Ramos. Ukraine's President Zelensky said Wednesday that Russia must pull back to its pre-war position as a first step before diplomatic talks can begin. Should be noted that Moscow is unlikely to agree to that anytime soon. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The Ford Motor Company lied about some of the facts of its trucks and are now paying the price.
Ford Motor Company has settled claims by 40 U.S. state attorneys general. The company agreed Tuesday to pay $19.2 million to the states and refrain from making misleading advertising claims. The company made the claims about the fuel economy and payload capacity of some of its vehicles. The attorneys general say Ford misled consumers about how far its 2013 and 14 C-Max hybrid cars could travel on one tank of gas. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Russian forces launched offensive on towns in eastern Ukraine on Wednesday, with constant mortar bombardment destroying several houses and killing civilians, according to Ukrainian officials. Russia is focusing its attacks on the industrial Donbas region. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant-kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
The Election Integrity Act in Georgia was portrayed by Democrats, including President Biden, as Jim Crow voter suppression laws. In fact, Major League Baseball stripped Georgia of the All-Star game last year because of what politicians were saying. Now, after the first big election and the new law in place, Georgia set records for voter turnout. Representative Jody Heiss on Newsmax.
In the national media, they cannot tell the truth. All they do is push a radical agenda. Listen, this vote, this bill from the very beginning, SB 202, was all about giving greater access to voting while at the same time making cheating more difficult. And the fact that we are seeing outrageously high numbers of voters shows that indeed that is the case, that this is not anything to do with the voter suppression. It has made it easier to vote. And we are going to just continue to see great numbers, I believe, even today as people come out to the polls here in Georgia.
Incumbent Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger defeated Representative Jody Heiss in the GOP primary. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton won the Republican nomination for Attorney General. Sarah Huckabee Sanders wins the GOP primary for Arkansas governor. Georgia's incumbent governor, Brian Kemp, easily defeated former U.S. Senator David Perdue's challenge. And Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene fended off a slew of primary challengers to become the 14th District's GOP nominee. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.